Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you are heading out this weekend for the tall ships or other activities, how will the weather be? Well, joining us by Skype to tell us about that is WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deborah.
So it was perfect yesterday, the same today. Will this weather continue into the weekend? Say yes, Dave.
I can say yes, but that would be a lie, and we're not going to do that. So it does look like it's going to be a fairly nice weekend, as a matter of fact. The more we look at this, the more it looks like the showers will occur at times when most of us will not be having weekend activity. So that's the good news.
What about Saturday, especially for those heading into this grand parade of sail in Boston Harbor? What's it going to be like?
So we're going to have showers overnight Friday, and right now it does look like they should be out of here Saturday morning, and the timing, of course, is really critical for that parade of sail. Right now we're banking on the showers being gone. It's not going to clear up and be bright and beautiful like it will be today, but there'll be some clouds and maybe a glimpse or two of sun. It will feel rather muggy, temperatures getting into the 70s, so not excessively hot. That's also good. We don't want it to be 95 degrees and have everybody down there in that kind of heat. So it's not a bad day, and I think that any of the showers should end. So I can't rule them out 100%, but it looks like most of the rain occurs Friday night.
And how about Sunday?
Sunday actually looks like the best day of the weekend. We'll have a warm front going by us Saturday night that could kick off an isolated shower. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies. It won't be completely sunny. There'll be some clouds mixed in, warm and humid, temperatures in the mid-80s. And even in Boston, it should get into the 80s. It will be cooler Cape and the islands. But it's a summer kind of a day on Sunday.
Will the forecast be much different for the Cape and the islands, aside from the fact that it'll be a bit cooler?
It always has the possibility of some fog down there in the mornings because they're so close to the water. So temperatures Saturday, figure about 71. And then on Sunday, more in the way of clouds, temperatures in the mid-70s. So you can knock about 10 degrees off the temperatures if you're headed to the Cape this weekend.
Mm-hmm. And how about it heading into next week? Look good so far?
So far next week looking okay. We're still going to be in a pattern where it's a bit unsettled, so we'll have chances of showers. Temperatures will be back into the 70s. I don't see any more 90s. That humidity may be a factor here for the next several days. If you're a tomato grower, just even a backyard grower, it's a good time to put down some organic fungicide with all the humidity coming in. Tomatoes don't like that.
Okay. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.